Chapter 10, Selling on Land Contract. You could also sell the property by a land contract or contract for deed, as some people call it. With this way, you, the seller, retain the deed to the property until it is paid for in full. There is a document called an installment land contract that states the terms and conditions of which you will sell the property for. The seller keeps the deed to the property until the loan is paid in full. This is a very popular way of selling a property with seller financing. It can also make it easier to get the property back in case of default. Some states require recording of a land contract, so in order to cancel the land contract, the borrower must sign a cancellation of agreement. However, if your state does not require the land contract to be recorded, you may be able to get the property back without having to get it signed to cancel the land contract. Also, the buyer will not be able to take any tax deductions on their tax returns unless the land contract is recorded. Some people actually think that you can get a property back that has been sold on land contract by evicting the borrower. Well, this is false. There is no such thing as land contract eviction. The buyer can and should still pay for taxes and insurance even if they purchased on land contract. We just have them escrowed into their payment. We currently sell more properties on land contract than a mortgage or deed of trust. We have found the process to be simpler and quicker for the buyer as well as us. The only thing that slows us down is typically the RMLO. If you decide to use the installment land contract, then here is a copy below, although you can have your attorney create one for you. We update ours occasionally as we find things we want to add. I have also included a copy of ours in your forms in the course. Title searches. Conducting a title search prior to transfer of real estate property involves searching for every available record or document that relates to present and prior ownership of the property in question, with the goal of clearly defining the current status of the property title. In layman's terms, we want to be sure that the property being sold truly and completely belongs to the seller and that he or she has the legal right to transfer ownership of the property. Records searched will include public and court records, property tax records, deeds, mortgages, wills, judgments, divorce decrees, liens, claims, and other legal proceedings or findings. Any defect found in the title to the property will have to be cleared or otherwise dealt with prior to transferring ownership. If title has been searched and cleared prior to the sale of a property, then why is there a need for a title insurance? Even the most thorough title search may fail to find certain risks, which due to their nature are hidden and not necessarily documented. These could include situations such as errors in property boundaries due to inaccurate surveys, claims made by heretofore missing heirs, mistakes in probating or interpreting previous wills, legal documents executed under fraudulent power of attorney, clerical errors in recording legal documents, false impersonations and or forgeries, claims not documented in the public or court records. Hidden risks such as these make title insurance a necessary and wise one-time investment. If at some future time a claim is made against the property due to one of these hidden risks, your title insurance policy will cover the cost of a legal defense. If the court upholds the claim, the policy will reimburse you for all or part of the actual loss, depending on the value of the policy. In the case of refinances, most state law requires that the lender secure a mortgagee's policy of title insurance. This policy guarantees the lender that a new mortgage will be the first and only mortgage on the property and that all prior mortgages and liens have been paid in full and satisfied. The person refinancing as part of the closing cost generally pays for this policy. The attorney or title company closing your transaction will handle the title search, but you can also perform one as well if you want. Of course, your attorney, title company, or lender will not accept your search to close the property but you can get an idea if there are any encumbrances on the property. If you are paying cash, then you will want to buy title insurance for yourself. If you are funding the closing with a lender, the closing agent will provide a lender's policy and offer you a policy for an additional fee. The fee is usually at a discount since they already have a lender buying a policy also. The reason they offer you a policy is because the one the lender buys only covers the loan and loan amount. You need one to cover you and your purchase price. Don't worry too much about title searches and insurance, as the closing attorney or title company will take care of all that for you. Title insurance. As previously mentioned, you want to make sure that you get title insurance on every deal that you buy. It is not expensive at all, and if anything comes up in the future as a claim on the property or title issues in the future, the title insurance policy will cover you. Also, make your buyer get it as well, so then the policy will cover them for the amount that they paid for the property. The attorney or title company closing the transaction can provide it for you and/or your buyer. Homeowners insurance. Let's talk about insurance now. You always want to make sure your buyer gets insurance on the property. Have them pay for it up front when you close on the transaction and have the policy in place at the time of closing. Also, have the attorney or title company list you as the mortgage holder as loss payee, so if anything happens to the property, then you will be paid first from the insurance policy. We have the borrower prepay for 12 months of insurance prior to closing. Escrow their insurance. It is very important that you escrow the insurance and have the buyer pay you 1/12 of the insurance in with their monthly payment each month. In my $1 million Rolodex, I will show you where to get these types of properties insured, and you can add it to the monthly payments. If the buyer can't afford the insurance, or you elect not to require the buyer to get insurance, then make sure to get liability insurance and a fire policy to make sure you are protected if the house burns down. Liability insurance for you. I also want you to get a good liability insurance policy for your company to protect you in the event someone goes into one of your properties and gets hurt. Just contact your local insurance company that you do business with and they can help you. You should also have an umbrella policy to protect you for any amount of the claim over your regular insurance policy. You usually get a $1 million umbrella policy. It is not but a couple of $100 a year, but is well worth it. Escrow taxes. You also want to escrow the taxes as well, so that way, at the end of the year, your borrower is not going to be calling you, telling you that they can't pay the taxes that are now due. So if you can and want to, you should escrow taxes as well. Find out how much the taxes and insurance is, add it together, divide it by 12, and that's how much you add to their monthly payment every single month. And you put that off to the side in a separate account for their taxes and insurance, and that way they will be paying you every single month a portion of the taxes and insurance. If you need help, your attorney or title company will be able to help you with this. Now, I do not always escrow taxes and insurance, especially if the buyer is an investor and has put up a good down payment. You can, however, do whatever you want when it comes to escrowing. We now use a servicer, so they take care of all escrows for us. Special legislative update. Dodd-Frank. In 2010, Congress passed and the President signed the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. For many people, the proposed changes were highlighted on television, but only really affected banks who have been taking our money for years. This was created to protect consumers from Wall Street and lenders. However, there are little-known provisions in the bill which would limit entrepreneurial real estate investors very powerful resource in providing seller mortgages to residential consumers. What does this mean? According to the Federal Reserve website, the revisions to the regulation which implements the Truth in Lending Act are being made pursuant to the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. The proposal would apply to all consumer mortgages except home equity lines of credit, timeshare plans, reverse mortgages, or temporary loans. Basically, what it means to us as investors who are selling properties with seller financing is that we need to qualify our borrowers when we sell a property and use all of the disclosures that any lender uses, which I have always taught in this course and always done by using DocMagic.com to prepare my loan docs. The best and easiest way to do this is to simply use the same mortgage broker that you use to comply with the SAFE Act and have them simply qualify your buyer based on the chapter in this course or lender guidelines your mortgage broker recommends. This act was signed into law in 2010. However, I have yet to find any attorney or title company who is familiar with it when closing your transaction, but we do always ask them to make sure that they comply with any state or federal laws pertaining to Dodd-Frank. It is a good idea to have guidelines for qualifying your buyer anyway, as I have discussed in this course, and the RMLO can now do this for you. The SAFE Act and Dodd-Frank Act are not anything that will stop us or slow us down in using the Filthy Rich's system and method for creating wealth. Is it something that we need to make sure that we comply with? Yes. In fact, if you noticed in the course, I teach you to use DocMagic.com for all your documents and to have your borrower sign a truth in lending and good faith estimate. All of these items are part of this new legislation. However, I have been doing it all along. However, always make sure that you talk to your attorney or title company closing your transaction to make sure you're in compliance with these and any other rules or regulations. We now simply use an RMLO to take the borrower's application and qualify them, and they also send out any and all disclosures that would be required as previously mentioned. This way, you do not even need a document prep company like DocMagic. There is current legislation that has been introduced to Congress to amend Dodd-Frank as it pertains to seller financing. The new legislation would allow up to 24 seller finance transactions in a 12-month period of time without having to use an RMLO. You would, however, still need to make sure your borrower has the ability to pay and there are no balloon loans allowed. Please check the updates page often for updates to Dodd-Frank Act. The link is on your Read This First sheet.